Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 17 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled Patience, Deliverance, and Praise. The 18th Psalm, verses 1 through 3, reads as follows. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Our text for today is from Psalm chapter 40, verses 1 through 5. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. Psalm chapter 40, verses 1 through 5, expresses the themes of patience, deliverance, and praise. Josh Smith and Daniel Aiken provide excellent commentary and application for these five verses. When circumstances are difficult and situations weigh us down, we have a popular saying that sums up how we feel. My life is the pits. King David certainly felt this way at times in his life, and he expresses his thinking about it in Psalm 40. He will hear you when you call. Chapter 40, verse 1. David waited patiently for the Lord. He trusted God's timing, and the Lord came through. And then in verse 2, he will help you when you're down. Verse 2 expands on the thanksgiving of verse 1. God brought David out of a hopeless and desperate situation, a desolate pit and muddy clay. He set his feet on a rock, a solid and secure foundation. He made his steps secure. The Lord provided both a foundation and direction, solid ground and guidance. This is the help Yahweh gives to those who are His. Chapter 40, verse 3, He will honor you when you worship. Verse 3 continues the theme of thanksgiving. A new song in my mouth is a song of salvation, even vindication. And a hymn of praise to our God is a new song of worship, a hymn of exaltation in the Lord. What follows is a surprise containing a startling evangelistic impulse. Three powerful verbs address the response of those who hear David's testimony. They will see, fear, and trust in the Lord. a believer's testimony and experience of God's salvation will be a witness that will bring others to the Lord. Chapter 40, verse 4, trust the Lord who is true to you. The righteous person of Psalm chapter 1 appears once again. He trusts in the Lord and is blessed by the Lord. He will not respect, trust in, or turn to the proud, those who foolishly trust in themselves instead of Yahweh. These people run after lies. They turn aside to false gods. To trust in yourself instead of Christ is to make yourself into a god and to commit the sin of idolatry. No. Trust in the God who is trustworthy, reliable, and dependable. Trust the one whom 1 John chapter 5, verse 20 says is the true God and eternal life, and the one Revelation 19:11 calls faithful and true. Verse 5, trust the God who thinks of you. Our God is great and awesome, incomprehensible, and beyond our full understanding. This is true on a cosmic level. It's true on a personal level, too. David boldly confesses, Lord, Yahweh, my God, you have done many things, not a few things. David thinks of the Lord's wondrous works and his plans for us. Meditating on all God's works, David confesses, none can compare with you. If I were to report and speak of them, they are more than can be told. Spurgeon says, far beyond all human arithmetic, they are multiplied. The list is too long for writing, and the value of the mercies too great for estimation. The past is full of the Lord's blessings. The present is complete with His care, and the future is abundant in His plans. This is the God we can trust with confidence and conviction. This is the God we can count on anytime, any place, in any and every moment of life. These verses express a powerful message of hope, trust, and the transformative nature of God's presence in our lives. May you place complete confidence in the Lord's power to pull your feet out of the miry clay and place them on the rock, giving you a firm foundation from which to stand. Some questions to consider. What does Psalm 40 teach us about patience during difficult times? How can the metaphor of the miry bog and rock apply to your life experiences? And finally, how does God's deliverance impact David's praise? How does his deliverance inspire your worship? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.